Masechus Maitres, Parag Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Hamavir Te'enim B'Chatzeray. One who brings Te'enim into his Chatzer. Te'enim, in this Mishnah we're going to be talking about Te'enim. Te'enim which have a little bit of a flexible rule in that they can become Chayiv Maitres in a couple of different ways. They can become Chayiv Maitres if they're going to stand be eaten, so then as soon as they're picked, they're ready to be eaten, and that's considered the Gemar Malach and the Chayiv Maitres. Or, if they're going to be used as dried figs, so then they have to first be dried, and after they're dried, that would be considered the Gemar Malach. So, the Mishnah is going to talk about the kind of flexible nature of these te'enim. So again, Hamavir te'enim b'chatzera looks this. If someone brings the te'enim into his chatzera to dry, banavu b'nei beisai oichlinu p'turim, his sons, basically his household, the people of his family, oichlin, they can eat from the te'enim nechil asarai, and they're pater from upturim, and they're pater from meiser, because over here, the chatzer does not create the chi of meiser, because in a davar which was not, where there was no gemar malacha. But interestingly enough, in this case, the Baal Bayis himself would be usher for him to eat from them, except in this mukta, except in the place where he put them, where he was mavir the te'enim to dry, because over there it's recognizable that that there was no gemar malacha yet, because they're sitting out there to dry. But if the figs would be in a different case where it's not recognizable that there was a gemar malacha, then it would not be recognizable that there's a gemar malacha. Furthermore, if the Baal Bayis would eat from these te'enim, then it would show that he actually changed his mind in it, that he doesn't want to dry it anymore, and rather he just wants to eat them as they are, and that would be like the gemar malacha. So therefore, legabe the Baal Bayis, it would be the chatzer would be kaveyet for meiser, but not so his family, because it has nothing to do with their das, whether they're going to be dried or not dried. And since the das of the father is to dry them, as we see, because he set them out to dry, so therefore there was no gemar malacha on it, and therefore legabe his family, the chatzer is not koveya it for meiser. Hapayim she'imai, the workers that are with him, that are doing the malacha, a different malacha, not with the te'enim, and in this case, they cannot eat min ha-tayra. Bizman she'en lahem alav mezaynais, when they don't have any kind of tain on him for food, but rather the Baal HaBayis is just saying to his workers while they're working, here, take some te'enim to eat. So oichun then, in that case, they can eat nachil asarai, p'turim, and they'd be pater from meiser, because the te'enim were given to them as a matana, as a present, and a matana, you do not have to, there's no meiser on it. Avalom yeshlam alav mezaynis, but in a case where they do have a taina on him for food, that he does have to give them food, hare elu lo yoichlu, then they cannot eat from the te'enim, because in that case, until they take off terumas and meisros, of course, because then it's like a mechar, then it's like a regular sale. And it's like he's selling them the te'enim for food. And since they're taking it to eat, then it's by them, it's like a gemar malacha once they get it, and therefore they would have to take off meiser on this. Mishnah Beis. Hamaitzi payalav lasada. Someone takes his workers out to the field. Again, to do malacha, but not with peris. In this case, again, they cannot eat the peris, minatara. So bizman she'en lahem alav mezaynis, where he does not have to give them food, rather he just gives them rishus to eat from the peres that are in the field. Aichon then they can eat nachilas arai from the peres superturim, and they will be pater from meiser, because basically they're getting it as a gift. And again, when you're getting something as a gift, you do not have to take off meiser. V'yemyesh lahem alav mezaynis, but if he does have to give them food, so over here there would be a din mekach, a din of a sale, which is kaveya meiser, like we explained. Aichon achas achas minateina. So in that case. And now we'll go back to what we said in the last parak, parak Beis Mishnah Hey, that he can eat one te'ena at a time. He separates from the tree one te'ena, and then he eats it. Then he has to separate another one and eat that one at a time. So over there, it's not considered like a gemar malacha, and therefore that would be the etza for him to eat would be to take one at a time. Avaloymin hasal, but he would not be able to eat from a basket full of te'enim, v'loymin hakupa, or from a big basket of te'enim, v'loymin hamukta, or from the te'enim that are already spread out to dry. In all these cases, the peris are already kaveh for meiser, and the workers would not be able to eat from them even achas achas until they would take off trumas and meisers.